Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 12 people were killed Sunday into Monday during anti-government protests. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests broke out last week against economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of the battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the region. Demonstrations erupted first last Thursday in Mashhad, Iran's second-largest city, and then spread to other parts of the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the protesters brave and heroic.
Iran's cruel regime wastes tens of billions of dollars spreading hate. This money could have built schools and hospitals. No wonder mothers and fathers are marching in the streets. The regime is terrified of them, of their own people. That's why they jail students. That's why they ban social media.
President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists whom American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of 2018, Trump wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help, no more." The United States has long accused Pakistan, particularly its security institutions, of turning a blind eye or covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. This is VOA News. Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he will destroy terrorists who he says are trying to separate his country. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinsica reports from Yaoundé.
Adolphe Debenchofa, governor of Cameroon's English-speaking Northwest region, says he supports Paul Biya's determination to eliminate the armed separatists so that schools can reopen and businesses pick up in the English-speaking areas of Cameroon more than 1 year after they were hampered by the crisis.
We are begging for peace and we are leaving no stone unturned to maintain long-lasting security, securing the population, asking the population to mobilize themselves to support government to make sure the economic activity, the social activity in the region come back to normalcy.
Biya said Cameroonians desire greater participation in managing their affairs, especially at the local level, and as such, he will make sure the constitution is respected fully. Cameroon will hold local council, parliamentary and presidential elections in 2018. Many hope the polls will be transparent. Biya has been president for 35 years, winning in elections opposition political parties say are always rigged to favor him. Moki Edwin Kinsica for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Somali prosecutors have filed charges against five men in connection with the October 14th truck bombing in Mogadishu that killed 512 people. That was the single deadliest terrorist attack in African history. Four of the accused men are now in government custody and appeared before a military tribunal in Mogadishu on Monday, while the fifth defendant is on the run. Somali authorities have said they have no doubt that Al-Shabaab was behind the October attack, although the group did not claim responsibility. The sale and recreational use of marijuana is now legal in California, one of the biggest and wealthiest American states. At the stroke of midnight on New Year's Day, California became the sixth of the 50 U.S. states, along with the national capital of Washington, D.C., to sanction the use of marijuana, even though the federal government still classifies its sale and possession as a criminal offense. Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and Nevada are the other American states that now regulate recreational marijuana sales. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.